Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
As I said a couple of weeks ago, Riviera Prep from Miami went up to state.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And won their third consecutive state boys basketball title. Tell you what, I mean, it was what a great year it was for South Florida. I mean, we had so many state champions, but for Coach Anthony Shabazz and his Riviera Prep team, another special time, and Coach Shabazz is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, again, congratulations. I guess it really, it never gets old, and it's a lot of fun.
I definitely look forward to having this conversation with you, and hopefully we can keep having it every year.
Right. And what an exciting time. I mean, because I was just saying before we went on, I know you were probably watching the Columbus game. I mean, you look at that type of level of basketball and you say to yourself, wow, that's South Florida. I mean, that's a team in Columbus. And you got to give the other team, Brewster, a lot of credit because they were right. That came right down to the wire. Talk about watching a game like today and knowing that you and your team is part of that South Florida basketball lineage.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we've been fighting for a while, right? Getting the respect for South Florida, for basketball. Obviously, we already know what football does on a national scale, but basketball is something that, you know, in the past few years has really gotten hot, especially in Miami. And, you know, Columbus has done a great job getting on that national level, and we're right there, right behind, and we're fighting for the same thing, and hopefully we can get some of that national attention next year. I know we got some of it this year, but next year we're really really pushing for it to be on that same level.
And you know, I mean, when you're looking at you know, building this program, it's a small school. I mean, and we're not talking 1,500 or 2,000. This is a smaller school. So getting, you know, I mean, obviously there's got to be a student body, and they have other sports to fill out as well, and the academic things. It, when you take a step back, it's kind of amazing that you have this caliber of team every year. Talk about that.
Yeah, we have our hurdles. You know, I call it the gift and the curse. You know, we don't get to do some of the things that other schools get to do as far as, you know, players. You know, we are a small school, around 300, 350 kids in high school. And, you know, we are a big-time academic school. So the kids that come to our school always have to be the right fit. And then on top of it, you know, hopefully they're good at basketball. We've been able to build something nice, and a lot of it's been through development. And, you know, it's just that much more rewarding when you come out on top at the end of the year.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Anthony Shabazz joins us. He's the head coach of Riviera Prep. Your schedule was crazy. I mean, you lost 10 games, but come on. I mean, you played state champions. I mean, you played a Sagemont. You played a dynamic Prep, who happens to be one of those teams that's going to be, I believe, in the national championship game tomorrow against Columbus. You had an opportunity to play a Bergen Catholic team, and you've looked at, I mean, talk about the schedule, because you just can't play that, you know, neighborhood schedule anymore. I mean, your kids just don't want to play. I mean, you played Columbus. Talk about the schedule, because that was killer.
Yeah, look, it's something we take pride in every single year. My kids, they want to play against the best players and play against the best teams and see where they fall. And, you know, I'm always ready to play anyone, anytime. If you look at the Chipotle Nationals right now, I believe we had half of those teams on our schedule. So if you look at Max Preps, we had the third hardest strength of schedule in the entire country. So, I mean, you know, my kids are up for the challenge, and I'm not a coach that, you know, in the end really cares about my record. I'm more about trying to get them ready for the next level. And, you know, I don't want to play games where we're blowing teams out by 20, 30, 40 points. I just think that that's pointless for us and for the other team. So right. We want competitive games. We want games against high major players. And, you know, it just every game presents its own challenge when you're playing high level teams.
Yeah. And you look at your team, and you're going to have quite a few of the players back next year. This was a younger team. You had a few seniors. Talk about this team and you know, who did well for you and who you expect to really make an impact next year as well, as you go for four straight.
Yeah, look, we are losing some major pieces, and
right.
I don't know if we'll be able to just replace them with, you know, another player of their style. I think it's going to be that next year we're just a completely different team. But lucky enough, we are bringing back some of our major, major, major pieces, a huge part of our core. We got four of our starters coming back and, you know, four of our major players. You know, we have the Fuentes brothers, which are just as dynamic as they get and really, really underrated. And it kind of goes into that, you know, we play in Miami, so they don't really get the respect they deserve.
Right.
But they're earning it, and a lot of the colleges are starting to realize it. If you look at some of the offers they've received, you'll be like, okay, well, they are the real deal according to the college coaches. And then you add in a Jeremy Jenkins, which is a top 10 kid in the country. He's actually at Team USA camp right now as we speak in San Antonio, representing us in the country. And then we had a really good freshman that came in that, you know, it was a roller coaster year for him, but in some of the bigger games, he really showed up, a kid by the name of LaRon Mack Jr. And we expect him to make a huge, huge jump next year. He's really got some God-given abilities, and he works really hard. So we're expecting some big, big things from him, and hoping that on top of that, some of the kids that have applied to come to the school next year are also accepted, hopefully, through the process. You know,
yeah, no doubt. Mason and Miles being the Fuentes brothers, one's a junior, one's a sophomore, obviously, as you were talking about them. You lose probably a guy that's been a pretty big piece for you in Gustavo Alves. I know he's been an integral part for you for the last year or so. But listen, I mean, it looks to me that, like you said, you got some pieces, you got some young kids. Depth is always going to be, you know as well as I do, depth is always going to be an issue, especially at a smaller school, because, you know, there's a lot of kids that just don't want to come in and sit when they could probably go other places. But you guys have been fortunate in that way, because you have an opportunity to kind of groom a lot of these kids, like you said, with LaRon Mack coming in and you know, learning a lot. So next year with he and Jeremy Jenkins, this should be a lot of fun. Now, what are you guys doing in the off season? Do you kind of give them a little bit of time off before you convene for the summer?
No such thing, Larry.
I didn't think that.
they get they took a few days off, and then they were right back in the gym. These are kids that have big dreams, and with those dreams, you know, your work ethic has to match the dream. So they're constantly in the gym. They're constantly working. Obviously, it's travel ball season now, so a lot of them now go off into their travel teams. But we're pretty much there every single morning, every single afternoon in the gym, doing workouts, and really concentrating on their body in the weight room right now, because this is really where you can make a huge jump, pack on a few pounds of muscle, because it's not the constant grind of the regular season. So that's what we're going to use these next few weeks for. We've already been in there, but we'll continue to do that. And, you know, we'll continue to get these kids ready for next year. And then we're also getting our five seniors ready for college. Four out of the five are going to play college basketball. The fifth one could have played college basketball, but he's going to go in a different route. But okay, we're also going to get him ready as well. So, you know, even though they graduate, all my kids know my doors are always open, and I'm gonna treat them all the same, and we're gonna see them off into college the right way, and make sure we get them there, you know, a good product as a freshman, so that the college coaches, you know, look at them and say, hey, maybe this kid can play as a freshman, which is such a tough thing to do in this world right now.
Good stuff. Winners of their last eight. Congratulations, three-time defending state champion, Riviera Prep. Coach, I can't thank you enough. We'll do this again next year.
Larry, thank you so much. I have to give a huge, huge, huge thank you to my coaching staff.
Yes.
I'm always mindful of them, because without them, I can't do what I do, and as well as the administration and everyone. It takes a village, and like I told someone recently, this is a large operation.
Yes, sir. Coach, again, thank you so much for stopping by on a Friday evening. And good luck this summer. And we'll, like I said, we'll catch up again.
Okay, much appreciated, Larry. Thank you, and good luck.
Good stuff. Coach Anthony Shabazz, the head coach at Riviera Prep, three-time defending state basketball champions. And I'll tell you what, if you get a chance to go on Max Preps, just if you're just, you know, looking to see what type of team they had, check their schedule out. Holy mackerel. They backed off of nobody, and that's why they're sitting where they're at.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.